again, we all know what is obvious in Ajab, which is that Avicii is the heart and soul and mind and passion that keeps Ajab going under tremendously difficult circumstances. And we're all here to say to you that we stand behind you and we appreciate very much what you do and what you invest day in and day out, hour by hour. And it's an Yisrael that many of us would never welcome upon ourselves. We appreciate that you have the Siyata Dishmaya and the Amunah to do it yourself. Thank you very much. I'm lucky that Avicii knows me because he called me to chair this session, and even though there are many people involved in Ajab who are much more appropriate to chair this session, I grabbed the opportunity. I actually was not planning to come to the convention this year because of an impossible conflict, but first of all, like most of us, I find it impossible to avoid being together with other people who are involved in Kiruv Rechokim and Avos Yisrael, and had to make it even for a few hours today, but particularly because we are all so bereft because of the loss that Klal Yisrael has experienced. And we are all looking for some way to be mechazik ourselves. I want you to be here simply to rub shoulders with others who have a deep and personal appreciation of the loss that the entire Klal Yisrael experienced. And so I grab the opportunity simply to somehow physically be connected with all of you as we connect to the neshama of Rav Noach Weinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Permit me just to set the context before we hear from the Chashuvim, from Rosh Yeshiva, Shlita, and from others who have much to share with us. But I want to simply give voice to that which I know is on the minds of all of us gathered at a time like this. We are all very much in Shloshim. We have experienced a loss of a real gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And there is always a danger when we set ourselves up to describe the loss. There's actually a danger that we will lose the Nifter twice. First loss is obvious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides how long we have his gifts. That loss is not up to us. Second possible loss is in describing the loss, not that we'll miss it, not that we'll miss the point, but that we will ascribe such exceptionalism to the individual for whom we cry that what we lost will become irrelevant to us because it was only him. And it wasn't shayach to us. And it wasn't relevant to us. It was only his unusual characteristics that allowed him to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael the way he did. If we were to come away from the hesed of anyone with that kind of an idea, subtle as it may be, we would be guilty of a terrible, terrible hisatzus in hespedos shel chacham. When Chazal say that one who is somehow delinquent in eulogizing a Torah sage, a Torah product, is worthy himself of being buried alive, I suspect that Chazal mean that if a person misses the point of the Chacham and how it's relevant for those who are left behind, then the person is not awake. The person is not really living. if we can assign exceptionalism to such a degree that we won't take it to heart for our own lives. So I think it's important for us to understand that Rav Noach was not noteworthy because he accomplished a lot of measurable things. He was not noteworthy because he built a network of outreach centers around the world, the likes of which nobody else has done. He was not noteworthy because he was a success. As a matter of fact, I would suggest to all of you that Rav Noach is the first person that we ever knew who could inspire us by helping us understand that we were a failure. Rav Noach, the legend has it that he failed many times before he became a success. I would suggest to you that he continued to be a failure. Because success and failure is always a term measured against a standard. And the question is, what standard is it that we allow ourselves to use to determine if we are successful? Is it numbers of participants in our programs? Is it how much money we raise? Is it how many people we supposedly made from? Is it how well known we are? Is it how accomplished we are in our field? How many people we can help? What's the standard of success? Rav Noach held, it's clear just by watching him, by hearing him, the only standard of success was how well is Klal Yisrael doing? How well are the Ribbono Shel Olam's children doing? How well are those who are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How alive are they? That was the only measure of success. And as long as that wasn't satisfactory, Rav Noach was miserable. And he was committed. And he was passionate. And he would never let up. He would never stop. And so we say to ourselves, he was idiosyncratic. Every time he spoke, he said the same thing. Enough already. We knew what he would say before he opened his mouth. What we didn't understand is that there was nothing else to say. And that he wasn't saying it because it was new. He was saying it because we were not yet living it. And he was saying it because this was his obsession. I think Rav Noach taught us that there is no such thing as outreach. The apocryphal story of this younger man in the Beis Medrash clapping on the bima to stop the learner to start a record around the bima because he finally discovered Pshat in the Rambam, that is the same person who never stopped saying, what is your pleasure? What does God want from you? What's the opposite of pain? What's the opposite of pleasure? All of those things were of Noach taking the Torah seriously. And if the Torah said that there's an Am Yisrael, and Am Yisrael was in shambles, Rav Noach would keep on asking the same questions. And he would reduce the Torah to sentences that actually got your attention. And he would repeat them again and again and again so that you could actually wrap your mind around it and realize that it was a Torah's Chayim. For many of us, Noach was very much a living connection to his Rebbe and to our Rebbe, Rav Shmuel Yaakov Weinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And now they are both gone. And it is our responsibility to ask ourselves, will we allow ourselves to continue to be failures? Will we allow ourselves to be with the reality that Klal Yisrael is suffering terribly? Will we be satisfied in having our own programs work? Will we be satisfied to work alone? Will we be satisfied to let Rabbi Lowenbrow work alone? Will we be satisfied for the present reality simply to continue without any dramatic shift in the paradigm? These are the questions that Rav Nayach asks us. And as long as we can tolerate being with the tension that's created by those questions, then we will be giving him a proper memorial. But if we try to resolve the tension by rationalizing our existence as it is now, and by somehow letting go of Rov of Klal Yisrael, and by somehow thinking that as long as people are Shomrei Torah and Mitzvahs, then they're finished, and that life ends when Shmiras and Mitzvahs begins, if we satisfy ourselves with those rationalizations, then we really have no business being masters of Noah Weinberg. We have